Welcome to the Voice of Literacy,
where literacy researchers discuss implications of research for teachers, principals, parents, and policymakers.
Join the biweekly podcast and discussion forum.
My name is Candace Kuby, a professor of early childhood literacy at the University of Missouri.
And my name is Sarah Vanderzanen, a professor of literacy education at the University of Northern Iowa.
This week, we hear from Dr. Becky Chin. Dr. Chin is a faculty member at the Ontario Institute for Studies in Education at the University of Toronto. Her research focuses on bilingual and English language learning, children's language and literacy development. She is interested in how children develop literacy skills simultaneously in their first and second language, and whether these skills transfer between the two languages. Welcome, Dr. Chin.
Thank you.
In this article that we're discussing today, Dr. Chin and several co-authors report on two studies that compared the development of English and French language and literacy skills in French immersion students who identified as native English speakers and English learners. There is much talk in the media and in communities about language immersion programs and other approaches to language learning in schools. The findings from this study suggest that French immersion does not impede English language and literacy skill development in English learners. But before we get into a conversation about this article, first, Becky, tell us about yourself and how you got interested in how children develop literacy skills simultaneously in their first and second language.
Okay, I obtained a PhD degree in educational psychology a few years ago at University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign with Dr. Richard Anderson. There I studied Chinese children learning to read Chinese. So that body of research makes me realize first language background has a great impact on second language learning. And also, language and literacy skills are, to some extent, universal across different languages. When I obtained a faculty position at OISE, University of Toronto, about 10 years ago, I started to do research on second language learning. I've looked at students from diverse first language backgrounds, including Chinese-speaking children, Spanish-speaking children, and also children in French immersion.
So, Dr. Chin, a key point that you make in this article, which I found really fascinating, was that minority language education does not act as an impediment to the development of majority language skills. So even for students who are not native majority language speakers, help our listeners to understand what this means and why this is so significant.
Yeah, in this particular study, we look at children in French immersion programs in Canada. Maybe I should start with a very brief introduction of the program. French is one of the official languages in Canada, so both English and French are official languages in Canada. However, French is not spoken in all of the provinces. In the province where I am, which is Ontario, it's an English-speaking province. So you don't hear French very often on the street. English is used as mostly a societal language, but because French is an official language, so French language education is supported by the government. When children go to school, their parents can make the decision to send their children either to English stream programs or to French immersion programs. If their children go to French immersion programs, they receive all the school instruction in French in the first few years. English is only added, I think, starting in grade 4. So it's a very interesting situation. These children, they speak English with their friends and in the community. They receive instruction entirely in French at school. And for language minority children, they speak probably mostly in their L1. At home, so they are learning to become trilingual, so they are learning three languages and probably literacies simultaneously. So in my work, when I talk to parents, especially parents of minority children, I often get asked the question whether they should send their children to French immersion. A big concern they have is that they don't speak a lot of English at home. If they send their children to French immersion programs, then they wouldn't be able to learn English. So I guess I started out doing this research, this study, with the question whether how well minority language children will do in French immersion programs, and particularly how well they will do in English.
So based on your expertise from doing this research, what would you recommend to those parents?
Well, the results are really amazing. We show that language minority children, children who do not speak English at home, they do as well as English native speakers. All the English literacy measures except for English vocabulary, and the two groups do equally well on all the French language and literacy measures. So the results suggest that going to a French immersion program, I guess receiving instruction in your third language does not impede development, either your first or your second language.
So any suggestions to teachers and principals?
Well, I think even today there is this, I would say, misunderstanding or misconception among many teachers that language minority children should not go to French immersion programs, or at least they should not join the French immersion program in the early grades. So in Canada, there are different options. You can choose to start in kindergarten or grade 4. And I think they also have a late immersion option in some schools, so you can start in grade 8. Because teachers and principals are often concerned that young children may not be able to handle three languages simultaneously, so oftentimes they discourage parents from sending, minority parents from sending their children to early French immersion programs. But the findings of our research show that concern is not valid.
And so what about policymakers? What would you say to them based on your findings?
I think it's mostly the same message. So our results have shown that early French immersion is a viable option for language minority children. But I should point out that this is a somewhat unique situation because the participants of our study, they came from middle-class backgrounds, so they had a lot of support, literacy support at home, even though the support was not in English, was not in French, or may not even be in English. It could be in their first language. Nevertheless, it was a lot of resources and a lot of support from their parents. And the school is also a very high-quality school. It offers high-quality instruction. So I think with good support, good home support, and high-quality instruction at school, language minority children can do very well in bilingual programs.
So in conclusion, what research are you doing now? What do we still need to learn about French immersion programs in relationship to students learning English and perhaps, you know, minority language students who are learning a third or fourth language?
Right. I'm continuing with this line of research. Traditionally, the French immersion system does not provide a lot of support for at-risk readers, I guess mostly because it's a program designed for children with strong language abilities. So when children start to demonstrate signs of reading problems, oftentimes they're advised to transfer out of the French program and put back into mainstream English program. So we're working to change that situation. I'm collecting data in many schools now. It's a 4-year longitudinal study, so we're hoping to identify a number of language and literacy measures that will enable us to identify at-risk readers in French immersion as early as possible and provide them with a literacy instruction intervention within the program. So the children, even at-risk children who may have difficulties in learning to read, will receive the benefit of a bilingual program.
Dr. Chen from the Ontario Institute for Studies and Education at the University of Toronto, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
You can find Dr. Chen's research in Reading Research Quarterly, Volume 50, Issue 2. Stay current with literacy research. Go to iTunes, Facebook, or Twitter and search for Voice of Literacy, or go directly to our website at www.voiceofliteracy.org, where you can find a link to this article and additional work done by Dr. Chen. We invite you to join online discussions of this and other podcast episodes, peruse a schedule of upcoming topics and guests, and pose questions for those guests. This is the Voice of Literacy.